The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. Really excited this weekend to have with us Mr. Guy Davis, blues musician, actor, writer, activist, all around good guy, coming to the Art Center for a concert on Sunday night, March 9th at 7 p.m. Welcome to the Art Spot, Guy.
Thank you very much, man. Glad to be on your show.
Glad to have you on the show and thrilled to have you come into the Art Center because you have developed into one of the finest acoustic blues players and singers and writers in the world, so it will be a wonderful concert. So how did you become a blues man, Guy?
Well, let's see. How did I become a blues man? You realize you're talking man who the only cotton I ever picked was my underwear up off the floor.
Yeah, you got that Hanes on there, so the picking you do is with the music and not the cotton.
Well, here's what I'll do. I'm going to paraphrase Buddy Guy and say that I'm really a blues musician, not so much a blues man. The only knife I carry is a little utility thing to help me open up CDs.
Yeah.
I don't have a pistol permit. So this blues musician business, I have been at the blues for a good 25 years now, but that's out of about 44 years of playing music. So before that, I was playing folk music, and I was playing some ragtime and stuff like that. But it's been, it's been more than 25. Make that about 30 of those years.
Yeah, well, you certainly do it well, and you've also... like with Fishy Waters, managed to combine your acting and writing skills with your musical abilities.
Well, I got to tell you, writing that play, that Adventures of Fishy Waters in Bed with the Blues, that's one of the best things I think I've ever done. One of the smartest. I was lucky I got a New York State grant for doing that. And now I get to go on stage and I can tell stories and I can play the blues, which is what I do in a regular show anyway.
Indeed.
It's just that in this particular piece, I have specific stories I got to tell. And man, I can't tell you how much fun it is. If I show up in an audition, they're looking for somebody to play in Shakespeare, like Laertes or Hamlet. I can't show up there with a guitar. This piece lets me do it all. I love it.
Indeed. What blues players, blues musicians have had the greatest influence on you? I know I was just watching a movie about Big Bill Brunzi the other day, and you were in that, but it seems like so many of the greats have impacted your sound.
Oh, yes. Well, to answer with your question, I'd have to ask you what day is today. Is it
This will be a Saturday and Sunday when folks hear this.
No, okay, Saturday and Sunday. Well, today, Big Bill Brunzi is my hero. Tomorrow's going to be Muddy Waters. Then the day after, it's going to be Blind Blake. And after that, it's going to be Sun House. It's like there's so many people to steal from, I can't stop myself. But I'll tell you, one of the most present heroes for me who sticks with me no matter what, that's Sonny Terry.
Yeah.
And, man, it took me 20 years to figure out what he was doing, let alone to learn this stuff. And I had to teach it to myself because I didn't have him to give me lessons or anybody.
Yeah.
And now I've already been on stage in that Broadway musical, Finian's Rainbow.
Yeah, there's Sonny's part.
He opened up that thing back in 1947. And when they did it back in 2009, 2010, I got that part.
Yes, indeed. Well, I want the folks to hear a bit of your music. And last year you brought out a really wonderful album, Juba Dance. I think it's a magnificent piece of work. And I'd like to start folks off with hearing your version of Statesboro Blues, because that's a song a lot of folks know.
Fantastic.
All right, Statesboro Blues by Guy Davis, coming to the Art Center Sunday night, March 9th, for a 7 p.m. concert, artcenterlive.org.
wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Wake up, mama, and turn your lamp down low. Have you got the nerve to drive a good man from your door? Mama died and left me reckless. Daddy died and left me wild. Mama died and left me reckless. Daddy died and left me wild. Well, I ain't good looking, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child. Sister, take your brother. Brother, take your auntie. Auntie, take your uncle. Uncle, take your cousin. Cousin, take your friend. I'm going up to the country. Mama, don't you wanna go? I might take me a fair round. I might take one or two more. Big 80 left Savannah. Lord, it wouldn't stop. You oughta seen the colored fireman when it got the boiler hot. Reach over in the corner, mama. Hand me my traveling shoes. Now you could tell by that, hon, I had them old States blues. You're a mighty mean woman to treat me this way. You're a mighty mean woman to treat me this way. When I leave this time, honey, I'm gone away to stay. Once I loved a woman better than you ever seen. I loved a woman better than you've ever seen. She treated me like a king, honey, and she was a doggone queen.
Welcome back to the Art Center. We're visiting today with the wonderful blues musician Guy Davis. In the last segment, we heard Statesboro Blues from his fabulous latest CD, Juba Dance. And I believe you have your producer and collaborator right there with you, Guy.
Yeah, me, Fabrizio Poggi, and his wife Angelina are all on the road traveling from Illinois through to Iowa to a show tonight. And it was Fabrizio who brought me over to Italy and sat me down in the studio, and we recorded Juba Dance. And it was a challenge to me because, it was so sudden. I had to start pulling song ideas and stuff off the shelf that I've had to sit around for years gathering dust. And with Fabrizio's challenge, we turned it into Juba Dance, and I'm real happy. And Fabrizio's a good guy. Go to see him play, man. He gets wild on that stage. He's just like a mild-mannered fella. He put that harmonica to his mouth, he loses his mind.
I hear you. I sure enjoyed his playing on Juba Dance on several of the cuts. So I'm looking forward one day to hear Fabrizio in person.
I know you will.
Yeah, I won't be out in Kansas City with you all this week. I got too much to do, but we are looking forward to having Guy Davis at the Art Center on Sunday, March 9th. One of the blues musicians we didn't talk about earlier in the show was Blind Lemon Jefferson, but I do have a fondness for your version of See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Why don't you set that song up for us, Guy?
Let me tell you about See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. When I first heard that song, I knew it was special. I didn't know who wrote it. And when I found out it was Lemon Jefferson, it's back in the 80s. Well, I found it out before that, but it was a time in the 80s I went down to Washington, D.C., to the Library of Congress to listen to his original recording. He sat me in a little booth, I could hear the needle drop on the record.
Yeah.
After that, I was transported. Now, my dad used to quote a verse from this song. That is, the long, long lane ain't got no end. It's a bad wind, don't never change. And he'd quote it like poetry. He wouldn't sing it. And after my dad died, I was supposed to sing another song that I wrote, but it wasn't ready. So I wound up singing, "Feet at My Grave is Kept Clean."
Wow.
And to cap this off, to cap it off, when we recorded it in the studio, it turns out Fabrizio, good friends with the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Yeah.
And he arranged for us to transfer a file electronically so that they could sing on this with. And man, it's just, I ain't got no hair on my head, but it raised up something.
Indeed. Well, let's hear Guy Davis with Fabrizio and the Blind Boys of Alabama, "See That My Grave Is Kept Clean."
See that my grave is kept clean.
All right, we are back on the Art Spot, visiting with the great blues musician and actor Guy Davis, who's coming to the Art Center for a concert at 7 p.m. on Sunday, March 9th. That's artcenterlive.org or 919-929-2787 for more information. Well, talking to you, Guy, it seems like you are really happy with the choices you've made in acting and music, and they've led you to a really good place, a lot better than trying to make dugout canoes for a living, though I've seen you do that activity as well up at Common Ground. And we hadn't talked too much about that you also have done some music for children, and that you really are a wonderful social activist as well.
Well, I'll try to talk a little bit about that. As far as being a social activist is concerned, there's plenty of room for improvement in me. One of my mentors and dear friends died recently. That'd be Pete Seeger. And that is somebody I look to when it comes to a man who'll stand up, live by his word, and try to share with others and make sure that everybody's doing okay.
Absolutely.
Now, there was a song I wrote called I Will Be Your Friend. I was privileged to have that taken by a group with the, was it the Southern Poverty Law Center, who took that song and made it part of a collection that got sent around to all, just about all the schools in the country. And they named the collection of songs and stories and stuff. They named the whole collection, I Will Be Your Friend, after my song.
Wow.
In reality, it's just one song that I contributed. And I do perform blues in the school independently of that. So, yes, I am looking for young folks to know something about the blues. And selfishly, you know, maybe in 15, 20 years, they'll be my audience. I still intend to be around.
Indeed. It's vital to get the roots music of all kinds exposed to the kids, because some of them will adopt it, not just as audience members, but a few will be inspired to play the music themselves, and that's how it keeps on living. Well, we're really looking forward to having you at the Art Center on Sunday, March 9th. Guy, and appreciate you making the time out of your travels across the middle of the country to visit with us on the Art Spot.
Well, thank you for having me, and the ears of your listeners as well as your voice makes this a warmer place, and the snow seems to part right before us as we go down this road because of that warmth.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Guy. Travel safely and well, and we'll see you on March 9th.
Years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.